This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues on REM-FM.
Now tell me who, baby, who that been fooling you? Now tell me who, baby, who that been fooling you? Telling you you're 5'7", baby, and you's pretty too. Now they've been telling you you had ocean waves, but when you come home to me, baby, look like what the rat said stayed. Now tell me, who told you, baby, who that been fooling you? Telling you you're 5'7", baby, and you're 42. Gal, I give you money just to spend on yourself. You go out and spend my money, baby, on somebody else. Now tell me, who told you, baby, who that been fooling you? Telling you you're 5'7", baby, and you're pretty too. Walks around like a horse. You know you can't see great, baby, but cause your eyes are crossed. Now tell me, who told you, baby, who that been fooling you? I'm telling you you're 5'7", baby, and you're 42. Ah, you wake up in the morning, between midnight and day, waiting, baby, now you all the same way, you know. Who, baby, who that been fooling you? Telling you you're 5'7", baby, and you're.
Amsterdam is the location. 55 years ago, February 1953, Big Bill Brunsey on stage, opening up The Raven and the Blues with a track called 5'7". Hello, welcome to the programme, wherever you're listening in the world, whether it's on REM FM in Spain, Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, or as an MP3 on your podcast device of choice. Welcome to the show. I think firstly an apology, I suppose, because last week's programme was not up to its usual technical standard. The volumes and levels were all over the place. I'm afraid it was doing the show in the field and I did some equalisation in some levels and then sent the wrong programme to the internet, would you believe? And so the one you heard was the one which was had some very quiet areas and some quite loud bits too. So apologies, it won't happen again. We've got lots of emails to talk about last week's programme and also other requests that have come in. Let's move now to a brand new album which comes from James McMurtry. The album is called Just Us Kids. This is a track called The Governor, and it reminded me of Gibraltar because they talk about cigarette boats. Listen to the words.
Does the governor know who killed the fisherman on the lake last night? Was a cigarette boat come around the point like a bat-eye in an old green John boat, making one more cast.
Stuff. New album, James McMurtry, new to me. That's his debut on The Raven and the Blues. The album is called Just Us Kids. It should be called Who Killed the Fisherman, but it's actually called The Governor. Songs of Cigarette Boats. Which I must admit, I thought was a term peculiar to Gibraltar where I first met them. Not the boats, if you know what I mean. First came across them. But obviously it's a universal term meaning long, thin, presumably white boats, except the Gibraltarian ones were black. But memories, actually talking of Gib, two things. One is Trevor Emmett, if you're listening, I'll send the photographs I promised ages ago. I'm sorry I haven't done that, and I must respond to some of your emails and get some more tracks played from the bands based in Gibraltar. Secondly, talking about Singe and the festival last week in Portugal, we saw a Gibraltar number plate at the festival, but wasn't able to speak to them or say anything. So if you're visiting from Gib and you're listening now, hope you enjoyed the festival as much as we did. And emails that have come in, one from Annette and Alan Steppens, listening in Spain. And they say, you're talking about the Mijas Blues Festival, did you get the live version of Champagne by Wes Weston? Because my daughter loves the lyrics and joining in the chorus. Annette, for you, Alan, and also for your granddaughter, this is Wes Weston with a Jimmy Liggins original and Pink Champagne, done very differently to the original, but great fun nevertheless.
As you can all join in, we're going to do an old Jimmy Liggins song, I believe, but we're going to put a little bit of a South American twist to it.
Yeah.
everybody makes you feel alone and fine. Everybody. I want a champagne.
In the lovely town of Mijas in Spain on the 14th of June this year. That's Wes Weston and the Blues Onyx and the Jimmy Liggins original and Pink Champagne. Talking of Pink Champagne, I'm not quite sure what it is where you're living in the world, but here in the UK, things go in fads in terms of wine drinking. 4 or 5 years ago, it was all red wines, and then it suddenly changed, and people started drinking Chardonnays and then Pinot Grigios. And this year, in the southeast of England anyway, it's all rosé. And I must admit, during our trip to Portugal, we drank loads and loads of it as well. If you're listening, Gillian, Tim, you helped along the way as well. That's a track originally made in the 1940s by Jimmy Liggins and his orchestra. And let's go back now to around about that time, even earlier, in fact, to the great History of Rhythm and Blues 4-CD set, which came out about a month ago, called Part 1, 1925 to 1942. There are going to be 3 parts altogether. Let's go on to disc 2 now, and this is Leroy Carr, recorded, I would think, around about the 1930s, very early thereabouts, and this is called the Midnight Hour Blues.
In the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, in the wee midnight hours, long towards the break of day, when the blues creep up on you and carry your mind away, while I lay in my bed and cannot go, while I lay in my bed and cannot go to sleep, while my heart's in trouble and my mind is thinking deep, my mind was running back to days of long ago, my mind was running back to days of long ago, anyone I love, I don't see her anymore. Blues, why do you worry me? Why do you stay so long? Why do you stay so long? You come to me yesterday, been with me all night long. I've been so worried, I didn't know when. I've been so worried, I didn't know what to do. So I guess that's why I've had these midnight hour blues.
great stuff. 1932 was the year it was recorded. That's called Midnight Hour Blues, and that's Leroy Carr. And it's kind of important, that, because only a year earlier, 1931, was the invention of the electric microphone. Before that, all the singers in the band had to have loud, powerful voices and be able to shout over all the other instruments, and consequently you had, well, blues shouters back in the early days. And then the invention of the electric microphone in 1931 meant you could relax a bit and almost become crooners. Bing Crosby was influenced by Leroy Carr, who you heard there. You could sort of literally sing a little bit quieter, and that was the beginning of a quieter, slower, almost crooning blues, influenced Fats Domino, Champion Jack Dupree, Bing Crosby and many others. Taken from the great compilation album, which came out about a month ago, called The History of Rhythm and Blues, Part 1, 1925 to 1942. I think there were three more in the set to come. If you want a collection, if you want to start a collection of early blues material, the history of the blues from its early days, this is the way to go. Links on the website. You'll find the website at rhythmandbluesrecords.co.uk, but of course the Raven and the Blues page at R&B, raven.dj/R&B, will give you all the clickable links you need to know to be able to get hold of the record. Okay, where to now? Another new album, but this time new material too. It comes from an old favourite of the programme, Watermelon Slim. His new album is called No Paid Holidays, and this is a track called Archetypal Blues, number 2.
Low down, don't take it chill.
Hey, the album is called No Paid Holidays. On bass, Cliff Belcher. On drums, Michael Newberry. On guitar, Ronnie Mac McMullen. And of course, the rest of the band, or the rest of the instruments, led by Watermelon Slim. Watermelon Slim and the Workers. And that is a great number called Archetypal Blues, number 2. 2 weeks ago, I was raving and saying, really, if you're living on the Costa del Sol in the Malaga area, you should get tickets for Chuck Berry and John Mayall, which took place on the 26th last weekend. However, as you and many of you know, when you went along, John Mayall turned up. Sadly, Chuck Berry didn't. He cancelled that concert and the one after on the Sunday night in Cartagena, also in Spain, and has disappeared. I was checking today to see if he's reappeared yet and any explanation as to why he didn't turn up. But, I mean, bearing in mind, he is 82, so it's a good age to be, but nevertheless, I know for many of you, I had quite a few emails from Alan T and many others too, just saying we went along and he wasn't there and it wasn't very good at all. John Mayall was great. Now, bearing in mind, John Mayall is not exactly a spring chicken. He must be in his middle 70s now, but I thought I'd feature something for all those who went along to the Estepona Bullring last weekend to see John Mayall and Chuck Berry and only saw one of the two. Taken from the great album, The Charlie Blues Masterworks, here's John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and this is called The Last Time. great old blues number done originally by Jimmy Rogers, or, well, to be more correct, I suppose Muddy Waters did it first. It was written by Muddy Waters guitarist Jimmy Rogers, called The Last Time, and performed there in 1988 in Germany, featuring a young new guy to the Blues Breakers called Walter Trout. John Mayall was always able to spot good guys in his band, people who were in the Blues Breakers over the years. John McVie of Fleetwood Mac, Eric Clapton, Jack Bruce, Peter Green, and Rolling Stone to be Mick Taylor, all in the Blues Breakers over the years. And John's been living in the States now for 30-odd years, I guess. I think he emigrated in the late 60s, but still tours, as we found out last weekend, and I hope you enjoyed his set at the Estepona Bullring. This is The Raven and the Blues on REM FM, also on Skybird Radio, and also as a podcast MP3 file. If you'd like to drop me a line, it's quite simple. It's dave@raven.dj and the website raven.dj/R&B. Love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. I've got an email. Hang on. Where is it? I think it's here. Yes. Robert Jarvis in Alora in Spain. Thank you so much for your recommendations and your clips. People who should be coming for sessions. And one of them, I've been trying to get hold of for ages. He only lives about 10 miles away. His name is Guy Totora. He's a great guitarist, American guy, domiciled here in London. And I've dropped a couple of emails to him, but you've reminded me I really should try again. Looking at his gig list, he's got some days off in August, so we might try and see if we can get him through the month of August. Here is Guy Totora, a track taken off his last album, Jefferson Drive. This is called Two Wrongs.
Dogs barking, must be something, give them a fright. Summer's over, there's a chill in the air tonight. Leaves are falling, moon drawing down the night. Something's wrong, I can tell by the way you say this. Nothing wrong. There's nothing I can say but turn out the light. Anyway, two wrongs, they won't make right. Screen door slamming, moths flapping round the front porch light. Eighteen-wheeler up on the highway, gonna see his baby tonight. Is that a first star I see rising? Or maybe it's just a satellite. Where I'm standing now, everything looks different. Same moonlight. But two wrongs that won't make right. It's just a shame. I can't seem to talk about it. Always the same. All we ever do is talk around it. I don't wanna argue, I don't wanna fight. just a shame, 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 shame. Well, I can't seem to talk about it. Always the same, same, same. All we ever do is step round it. Let's not start to argue now. We'll probably argue all night. It's just too wrong, too wrong to get right. Justice that you want, or is it retribution? I'm tired of stumbling around in the dark. Won't somebody shine a light? Cause two wrongs.
Rob Jarvis for reminding me of the talent of Guy Totora. I'll definitely chase him up and see if we can get him here to do a session. Two Wrongs Don't Rate to Make a Right from the album named after his street where he was born, Jefferson Drive, and that is Guy Totora. The album came out a couple of years ago. Good stuff too. And also, talking of sessions, thank you so much to your very kind words. That's Michael Waters, all about the sessions, and looking forward to the new ones coming up as well. We may be doing... Doug McLeod is coming here for a house concert. It's going to be different. It's our first venture into sort of promotion activities, if you know what I mean. But basically, it's just to bring a guy who I admire and do like and has done a few sessions with us to give him actually some money for coming here. So we're going to have a house concert for 20 people. All the tickets are now sold, but we may record the whole thing and put it out as a session. Not so much conversation, but at least some good music. That's coming up in just over a month's time. Okay, somebody whose the album has just been released here in the UK and has just finished a short UK tour. He went back to Australia, I think, at the end of this month or thereabouts. His name is Rory Ellis, not been on the programme before. First time I've heard of him, really, when I got the album called Two Feathers, just being released. And this is a track which is called Wrong Side of the Tracks. Rory Ellis making his debut on The Raven and the Blues.
Such a pretty little white line we all walk down. It's like a trip from a city to a country town. And if you slip to the right side, you go down slow. Dig yourself deep into a great big hole. Hey kid, don't you go too fast. Your little heart is like a piece of glass waiting to be broken. Hey kid, it don't take too long, don't take long to walk on the wrong side of the tracks. On the wrong side of the tracks. When you're just 15, you don't care, don't give a damn what your mama just said. And you stay out late on a Saturday night, we'll be right back.
when you need him most. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hey, kid, don't you go too fast. Your little heart is like a piece of glass waiting to be broken. Hey, kid, don't take too long. Don't take long to walk on the wrong side of the track.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, Rory Ellis from the album, the new album called Two Feathers. He was in Stokes Bay in Hamps towards the end of last week, last Thursday. And last weekend, when everything was happening both in Singe for us and down in Spain with John Mayall, he was in St Helier in Jersey. Probably the Dirty Aces, I guess, would be involved with that at the Blue Note Club in St Helier back last Sunday. And I think now he's on his way back to Australia. But you can find more information about him on his website, which when I clicked on his gig list, just didn't seem to work at all. But I presume that he's back in Australia and working again. Okay. Luther Allanson brought an album out recorded his first album, which was never released, back in 1958. This is believed to be his first recordings he ever did, but I think that's now been disproved. But nevertheless, it's a release on Roof Records, came out this year. It's called Underground, and it goes back at least 50 years or thereabouts. Luther Allanson, and here's a track called Easy Baby. Luther Allanson and the album Underground came out this year on Roof Records, and that is a track called Easy Baby. Here's somebody who was a guest on the programme when he came here and did a live session about a year ago now. Haven't heard from him for a while, but it's worth digging out one of his many great albums. This is the album which came out last year called Slow Train. His name is Hans Taysink, and this is a track which is called Leaving at Daybreak.
Jobs at all. go across the border, won't be back till fall.
Of Hans Taysink out of come on Raven, you should know this. He lives in Vienna now, but where's he from originally? Never mind, it'll all come flushing back during the next 5 minutes. The album is called Slow Train, came out a couple of years ago. I think that's his last album really, and that is a track which is called Leaving at Daybreak. Here's a band making their debut on the show. They're called Storm Warning, based here in the UK. The album came in here in the last month or so. Five-piece band, I think, from the Midlands area. Looking at their gig list, they've got a great gig coming up on the 30th of August at the Willoughby Arms at the Bithams Blues Music Festival in the Willoughby Arms, Little Bitham, and the Field Beyond near Stamford in Lincolnshire. That's a charity event. You can find more about them on their website, and of course you can get their website by going to mine, and that's raven.dj/rnb. Here they are, though, Storm Warning, with a track from their album called Something Real. This is called Charlie's Blues.
From the devil or from the Lord above.
band making their debut on the Raven and the Blues. They're called Storm Warning. The album is Something Real and it's brand spanking new. That's a track called Charlie's Blues. Again, more information from them on the Raven and the Blues site. Almost at the end of the programme. If you'd like to drop me a line, I'd love to hear from you wherever you are in the world. Regarding the Singe World Music, I've got loads more material. What we're going to do is put it up as a special session. Keep an eye on the Raven and the Blues page. You'll see it's a downloadable link, but it won't be a Raven and Blues show in its entirety, as last week was, basically, but some great more interviews with people who were at the festival. Very much world music rather than blues, but nevertheless a great festival to go to. Let's close with a guy who was so important in the beginning of rock and roll, basically, Alan Freed, DJ in New York, who brought black music to so many white people who'd never heard it before, and also had his own big band called the Alan Freed Big Band. Here they are with an album which came out in the late 1950s called A Stomping Good Time. This is called Toehead. Wherever you're listening in the world, have a great week, and I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
5 App, Toehead with Sam, the Count, and the King.